historical sketches of the foreign missions of the Seventh-day Adventists, with reports of the European missionary councils of 1883, 1884, and 1885, and a narrative by Mrs. E.G. White of her visit and labors in these missions. 1886. Preface. At the annual meeting of the European Council of Seventh-day Adventist Missions held at Basel, Switzerland, in the fall of 1885, a request was made for the publication of a work to contain a brief history of the three European missions. A report of the proceedings of the Council of 1885 and a record of the visit by Mrs. E.G. White to the principal churches in these missions. It was then thought that a few pages would be sufficient to record the establishment and progress of these missions, and that the report of the council would be the leading feature of the work. But as the preparation of the sketches has gone forward, many interesting incidents have been found in the experience of the pioneers in the missions, which deserve to be recorded in such a work as this, and many facts that are of value as showing the character of the work that has thus far been accomplished, and the nature of the efforts that will be required to secure future prosperity. Since the publication of these sketches, as at first planned, has been unavoidably delayed, the publishers have been enabled to add a full and interesting account of the establishment of the mission in Australia and New Zealand. And at the last moment before going to press, to obtain a sketch of Elder L.R. Conradi's visit to Russia, with the facts concerning his arrest on the charge of teaching Jewish heresy, his prison experience, and his final release through the intervention of the American minister at St. Petersburg. In the historical sketches, it will be found that the writers have not only recorded briefly what has been accomplished in these missions, but they have presented, in connection with the narrative, many facts pertaining to the countries already entered, and those adjacent to them which present equally promising fields, showing the extent of the work yet to be accomplished before the warning messages brought to view in the 14th chapter of Revelation shall have been proclaimed to all the nations and peoples of the world. To aid the reader in the study of these fields, and to show what has thus far been accomplished, 4 full-colored maps have been added to the book, showing Australia, New Zealand, Switzerland, and in the large folded map, all of Europe. On each of these maps, the location of churches and small companies of Seventh-day Adventists is plainly marked.